Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
SDCCU Fan Hotline, talking some baseball, talking how baseball can help. El Paso Chihuahua Senior Vice President, General Manager Brad Taylor joins us. And, of course, I think everybody's aware of what happened in El Paso over this past weekend. Brad, first of all of our thoughts and wishes and prayers from San Diego to everybody in El Paso. And I was wondering if you could give us a little update on how everybody's doing there and how the baseball team's trying to kind of help out.
Well, first of all, we appreciate those thoughts and well wishes. They mean more than everybody knows. And we have a wonderfully resilient town with really generous people, and they are responding as we all expect they would, and that's with togetherness and unity, and we're going to get through this. But it's been tough. We're shaken. We're safe, thankfully. Our front office staff, the players were obviously on the road, but now our focus is to help be one of the pillars in the community that can help uplift this town and help the people in it.
Speaking of help, Brad, how can people in San Diego help the people in El Paso?
Well, that's awfully generous, and we appreciate that. The way we've chosen to do it here with the Chihuahuas is we're working with a group called the Paso del Norte Community Foundation, and they are one of two entities in our town that is a legitimate money-collecting entity for the El Paso Victims Relief Fund. So there are two entities that are taking money that will be ultimately distributed to the victims and their families to help them with a variety of things, unfortunately, that they're going to have to deal with. But the website is PDN, Paso del Norte, PDNFoundation.org. And right on the front page is an El Paso Victims Relief Fund link. And if anybody would like to give to that, again, it's a legit entity that's going to help do the right thing locally for the people that deserve it in this time of need.
Brad Taylor is with us, the Senior Vice President and General Manager of the Chihuahuas. Again, that website, if you didn't quite catch it, you can write it down, pdnfoundation.org. You know, Brad, I mean, we've been, unfortunately, I mean, in this country, it's just, I mean, these kinds of events have happened far too often. Yeah. And I think when they hit home for somebody like yourself and a team in El Paso, I mean, you're in the middle of a baseball season and everybody cares about how everybody's batting average is. It kind of brings everybody back and kind of stops you in your tracks a little bit. Again, I just, how do the ball players deal with it? What was their first reaction?
Well, you know, it's amazing. These guys are on the road. And, you know, one of the greatest things I think about El Paso is this team has an affinity for playing in El Paso. All the players we've ever had here, I've never heard anybody say a bad word about El Paso. And I think they've all loved their time here. And we certainly love being a San Diego Padres AAA affiliate. They're a first class organization. And I got contacted by a couple of the players as soon as that afternoon before they were about to play a Saturday night game in Memphis. And they asked, hey, what can we do when we get back? Can we go visit kids in the hospital? What can we do to help just uplift spirits, if nothing else? And, you know, when you're dealing with something like this, to know that there's people that feel and want to extend that human touch, especially when you have the platform of being a professional athlete, it means a lot, and we are going to find some things and some places for these guys to get when they return from the road Wednesday to just kind of be present and maybe a little bit comforting to the people in the community. And it's great to have guys that play for us that think that way and in the Padres organization.
Brad, you mentioned when these guys get back, you said on Wednesday, I believe, they come back from the road. Will you guys do anything as a team, or will you just take the guys who are available and kind of spread them out and so that they can be there for the community?
Yeah, Tony, you know, this is so new and thankfully not something we have to plan and organize often.
Yeah.
And I think the answer is yes to both questions. It just depends on what may evolve in the next 48 hours or a little less when they get off the plane Wednesday morning and what any of them are able to do. And of course, it's not limited to Wednesday. You know, we have a seven-game homestand. We may be able to affect people through the week, whether it's Saturday, Thursday, or whenever it is. And as we find out the things and the places where people need us to come lift their spirits, that's where we'll go. And if we can, again, use the platform of the Padres and the Chihuahuas to also message that we want to raise money through that PDM Foundation website for those that would like to give, we want to do that as well, because ultimately that's going to go to the people in this community that have suffered great tragedy.
Brad Taylor is with us from El Paso. And, you know, the other thing that I always know, I mean, communities, I mean, we see the worst sometimes of America. We see the best at the exact same time in response to this kind of stuff. But I think the other level of that is that, you know, sports, a lot of people say, well, sports isn't that important and it's just fun and games. The thing with sports is it has the ability to bring everybody in a community together, even when something like this hasn't happened, but especially when something like this has happened. The ballpark is a place everybody can kind of go and feel a little bit normal again, and I'm sure everybody's looking forward to you guys getting back home.
Hey, yeah, let's face it. Sports are the front porch of any community.
Yeah,
it's the unifying place. It's the place that people who don't have common threads otherwise do. They can be together. They can share the same thoughts about their team. And ever since we started this, you know, we're in our sixth season, we wanted this ballpark, Southwest University Park, to be a gathering place, to be an extension of a community center for El Paso in this region. And our goal is to have it serve as just that for these home games. And if you just want to come be together and feel comfortable, we hope you'll come do it with us. As you can imagine, we have some programming we want to work on to pay respects to those that are no longer with us, to thank those that have helped us through this and will continue to do so. The first responders, the ladies and the men that are nurses, doctors, police, fire, Border Patrol, Homeland, ATF, it goes on and on. But if we can be a place that brings everybody together, because the common thread is that they like baseball or they like their hometown team, the Chihuahuas, we'll stand up to that responsibility.
Yeah, that's one thing that's great that you have definitely going for that community of El Paso. I mean, I've been down there. Being a San Diego State guy, I mean, we played UTEP for so many years and always had a great time down there. The Padres, I'm sure, have been in touch with you guys. I mean, I know this organization here in San Diego cares a great deal about all of its minor league affiliates. Have they talked to you guys about any plans or is anything in the works as far as the Padres are concerned?
Well, as you can imagine, knowing the Padres, we have heard from ownership, we have heard from top management, and they are the great people that they have always been. Gracious, giving, wonderful, caring people, and they've grown to have an affinity for El Paso as well after 6 years serving as their AAA baseball affiliate. And yes, there are some things we are working on jointly that we can't quite uncover yet because we're working through some processes and procedures. But as you can imagine, both of you know in the Padres, they're standing up and doing the right thing, and we're working together on a couple things now.
Well, Brad, we wish everybody the best of luck, and in El Paso, like I said, everybody in San Diego is thinking of you guys, and just hope everything works out as well as it can there. We appreciate you joining us. I want to give that website out again. It's pdnfoundation.org. I think everybody listening to this interview who's a baseball fan, a sports fan, ought to take a minute to go to that website, give whatever you can. And then just to wrap things up, Brad, on a happier note, See if you can't keep sending us superstar players from El Paso all the time, because you guys have been doing a really, really good job of that so far this year and in the last couple of years. So just keep the hot talent lava flowing, and you know, we appreciate
it. It is incredible to see the talent they have built within this organization and developed. It is just amazing. And to serve as the AAA team that gets to be the beneficiary of that, we've been fortunate enough to win our division four straight years. Currently, we're hanging on to a one-game lead with 28 games left. And, man, it's been a lot of fun to watch that. And it's been a lot of fun to watch it translate at Petco, to see some of our guys be significant contributors. And it is only enhanced and deepened the affinity for the Padres here in our town with new Padres fans. So that's really cool as well.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I don't know. I never recall Padre fans talking so much about El Paso before. But this year, everybody's got an eye on you guys, and especially now with heavy hearts. Brad, thanks so much for your time. Good luck. Let you get back to work down there. And anything we can do in San Diego, please feel free to let us know. And if this radio station can help in any way, we definitely want to do so.
Thanks for your time, Brad.
Well, hey, yeah, Chris, Tony, thank you both. Just being able to get the word out means a lot to us, and we appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.